And he's got intense energy, like he's on meth.
I mean, I've never
met
a homeless person that didn't have intense energy.
Intense.
Nice, nice, nice. That's it right there.
Welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up.
Ramping Up.
With Vienna Colley.
And Matt Taylor.
All right. Have you been? I haven't seen you in forever.
I've been good. I was in Denver this past weekend with Rodney, and that was fun. I feel like Denver is the most passive-aggressive city there is.
Yeah, it's confusing. Like, the comedy is really good, but like the people.
It really is confusing because the comedy crowds are like the best and some of the best in the world, but then like the people that work at places in Denver are like very passive aggressive. Like the hotel we were staying at, like I lost my key card, and I had to go back downstairs and get it or like get another one, and like she's kind of just like pissed that she has to do it in the first place, and like as soon as she hands it to me, I'm like, you know, thank you, appreciate that. And as I'm walking off, she's like, yeah, try not to lose this one. I'm just like,
bro,
yeah,
Hilton.
And then because like that's like when we went to Denver, remember,
how could I
the
forget?
Coffee shop,
yeah.
So Brady, I don't know if you've heard this story, but we went to Denver for her friend's baby shower, and we go to this coffee shop and we order or whatever, and they're kind of just like, I don't know, real crunchy
a
granola.
A lot of beanies and mustaches.
Yeah. This guy, all right, no, this guy is exactly, have you ever seen Hall Pass? Mm-hmm. He's exactly like the guy that has the crush on the Australian girl that works at the coffee shop. He also works there.
Oh, yeah, the guy from Drunk History.
Yes, that guy. This guy has that same vibe, but a little fancier, you know, a little, you know, so got a little sugar in his britches, you know what I'm saying?
What the fuck?
So, anyway, we order coffee and they bring them out and they're like these giant mugs with like little tiny handles, which, you know, for sweet baby is a nightmare.
Yeah, I got retard fingies.
Okay. But I did not say that. So she has these retard fingies and. No, she doesn't. She has perfectly regular fingers.
There you go. All right.
Anyway, yeah, I'm getting away from it.
That was my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I get this these coffees, and, like, it's going to be hard to, like, handle. So I'm like, all right, I'll just go get, like, a to-go cup. And I walk up to, like, where the coffee place is. And there's, like, this glass partition that you can't really see. And then there's a bunch of to-go cups. So I just, like, I'm standing there, like, nobody's helping. So I just go to, like, grab one. And then, like, as soon as I touch it, this dude pops out of nowhere. And he's like, we like to ask before we touch, friend. And it, like, caught me so off guard. I'm just like, I, like, laugh because I'm like, what'd you say? He goes, I said we like to ask before we touch, friend. Like, just in that cadence, I'm just like, I just take the cup and just like.
He goes, that was a red choice.
Yeah, he treated me like a child. He's like, dude, does that look like a green choice to you or a red choice? I went back to the table. I was like, you're gonna have to drink in that stupid ass cup, sorry. Fiona. Dude got my ass.
No,
but it's just like
he took a cup, he did the right thing.
I should have knocked him over because like that's like a crime I can afford, you know. It's like you have to pay for all those paper cups. I'm like, all right, I can, that's what.
Paper cups 230. Are a little more expensive.
Yeah. I just punch them, like, for the turtles. And they're like, that doesn't make sense. Like, I don't understand it either.
Can we talk about the turtles for a sec?
Yeah, you're a big straw enthusiast.
Bro, I've been scared to speak up on this matter. No. The whole, like, getting rid of straws to save the turtles, I know it's, like, pissed a lot of people off, but, like, it has really fucking pissed me off because, like, I don't know if you've noticed, disabled people love straws. Because it is hard to, like, lift a cup without spilling it, right? And so now I'll go to restaurants and I'll be like, hey, can I get a straw? And they're like, oh, sorry, we don't have them, the turtles. Why do turtles have a better fucking standing in society than disabled people do?
That is crazy.
I also, so like
you use straws a lot. Like, the paper ones, I've used them a very few times. Because I'll drink out of a dirty glass. I don't give a shit.
That's but not my problem. I can't do it.
Like, it's do a they matter- just disintegrate or...
Oh,
like
you mean
they have paper straws, but when you use them,
yeah, I fucking hate those. I'll use it though, but like I have to go through a bunch because I'm always using a straw, even when I'm not drinking anything. No.
What? Oh, I got it. Yeah, I'm there. I'm on tonight.
Who are the turtle enthusiasts that are pushing this narrative?
I think it is correct to be worried about the environment. We're kind of fucked. A lot of bad stuff has happened. But I find it crazy that we're going to start with straws. Yeah. Like that, shut the fuck up. Also,
someone's like, I don't even know where to start. And someone's like, I do.
What if the turtles ever done for us? Why do we care so much about saving them?
Well, there's a conspiracy theory that we're riding on a universe on the back of like a multi-dimensional turtle.
Is that a conspiracy theory or just like a Salvador Dali painting?
That might, like, just be like a bad trip.
Really. Anyways, yeah, fuck that. Bring the straws back. Save the environment. But don't take my straws from me.
Yeah. And a further step, I think we should refuse six-pack plastic pieces together.
Like,
damn it. How long did we make it before I bombed on this fucking podcast?
People try to cut them.
That's the new record.
They're uncuttable. Okay, get it. Sorry. That was my bad.
Maybe before we stop humans from using straws, we need the turtles to stop.
Yeah.
What are these turtles using these straws for anyway?
Big Coke problem.
Yeah.
I think that's a joke I've heard before.
Yeah. Just cut that out or like put copyright over. Brady's like, what do you guys think I can do with this podcast? Do you ever just clip out everything?
I'm like, Brady, make it look like I'm walking around the room right now.
So I haven't seen you in a while. And you've had a lot of big news.
Oh, yeah. I signed with an agency.
Yeah.
And they've been crushing and doing such a good job. So we're starting to plan again. I'll be really hitting the road hard in May.
All right. What are we going to talk about today?
Can we do a question?
You want to go ahead and hit a question?
Get us all.
A little pop.
Yeah.
Get the motors running.
Yeah.
Juices going. Water flowing.
Ramp us up a little bit.
Yeah. That's what I was going. That's smart. We should call the podcast that.
I'll kill you right now.
Let's start with, how did you guys meet?
How did we meet?
Well.
Yeah, I mean, I here in the comedy scene in Nashville, we met in the comedy scene here in Nashville. I saw another man carry up on stage, and I was like, I bet I could do that.
And then he couldn't.
I couldn't. I blew my knee out.
No, we're both comedians, and we were like kind of friends, not like super close, but we were friendly.
I would say acquaintances.
Yeah. For a couple of years. And then there was a Don't Talk comedy show in Nashville.
We
both got booked on, but I have like a two-wheelchair system where I have one at my house, one in my car, so I can drive places and have a chair with me, but one of my chairs is broken. So I need a ride. I didn't know anyone else really on the show.
Yeah, so I go pick her up, and I'm like loaner in the car, and or loading her in the car. I'm like loading the wheelchair in the car.
Pulled me up, put me in the trunk, you know. Just girl stuff.
So, you know, I get her folded up. And she's got the wheelchair was running low on battery. And so she's taking a charger with her. And I set the charger like on the hood of my car to like load in the wheelchair. And once we get in, we're driving, we head to this show. I mean, we get on the interstate to, it's the show's what, like 20 minutes away. So, you know, we get on the interstate and everything, and then I pull in and I park, and like as I'm like pulling her chair out, I like look up, and the charger to her chair had like slid off and like got wedged into like the gap between the window and the trunk, which is her only chair charger. So she would have been immobile. Like it clung on the whole way. Like the whole, we were on the interstate cutting, bobbing, weaving in between people. And it was on the whole time.
Yeah, man, has like really bad road rage. So he kind of drives like an asshole sometimes.
It's the only time like I snap is on the road. But I also have really bad ADD. And, so that was like our first hangout, as I almost ruined a good week out of her life.
Oh my God, yeah.
So that's how we officially met.
Initially, yeah. Like, but then I wasn't even talking about that time. So we both get booked on the same show, and my jersey broke, and I needed a ride to the show. Right. Matt offered to come get me, so he did, and we were early. But at Don't Tell comedy shows, generally it's a BYOB type thing. So we go by a gas station and grab a 12-pack of PBR or something.
It's Miller Lite. You don't have to shame me like that.
Of Natty Light. And he was like, I was Natty Light in college.
All right, you're riffing.
Yeah. Anyways, so we park in the parking lot. And we had never really, like, talked a lot.
No.
Yeah, we're, like, drinking beers in the parking lot before the show. And it was, like, very fun.
Yeah, we had, like, we were just cracking cold ones. Pre-gaming. So our first hang was a pre-game. It's pretty cool.
You say pre-game. Cracking cold ones?
Yeah. Is that like not what it means?
No, it's just... Okay.
It's like another term for necrophilia?
Ew, what?
Get it? leave that in. Nah, we're cracking cold ones. We're throwing them back. We're having a good time. And
it's like a bad script.
Yeah, we're cracking. I'm just trying to be cool on this podcast.
Don't worry.
Trying to think of things that sound cool.
It's terrible. So he wasn't talking like that this day, I swear. yeah, and we go inside, we do the show. Everyone at the show wants to like go to this local bar, which is like ugh.
This story is getting longer by the minute.
Yeah, I hate it.
So this is how we met, so it matters.
The truth is, we've never met.
This is our first time meeting, even after the first podcast. Anyway, so there's this bar that like everybody goes to. It's fun, it's all right, but it's really like a hectic Lakeside.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like if you're not in the mood to go to Lakeside, you don't go to Lakeside.
Yeah, you for go a different to vibe. We're trying to chill. Get like fucked up and maybe fight in the bathroom.
Yeah, dude, some dude got aggressive with me. They thought I was doing cocaine in the bathroom at Lakeside, and they tried to approach me afterwards. I just have allergies. Like, I was just in the bathroom sniffling, and this guy comes up. He goes, what's up? And I'm just like, what's up? He goes, I was in the bathroom, too. I'm like, what? And he goes, what's good? And I'm just like, oh, I just have allergies. He goes, all right.
Okay, can we get back to that?
Yeah, so go to Coke Bar. We go to Fat Bites in Nashville. It's like a chill place. They have like writers' rounds and stuff. And we just like grab some food and some beers and some drinks and just sit out on this patio and talk for like
3 hours.
I was gonna say 2.5, but yeah, I'll go 3. And we, yeah.
Oh my god.
And we just like we have like a very in depth conversation about like everything she's going through, and things that I'm going through, AIDS, and I don't know. It was just a very like she was. Both of us were single, and like I had a Hinge account.
I thought he had a girlfriend the whole time, so I was being like very like haha friend.
Yeah. And then she was like trying to help me out with my Hinge account or something. Like, well, yeah, these photos suck.
I was like, you have a Hinge. I realized he was single. And I was like, show me your Hinge. And I high-key was trying to sabotage him. Because I was like, oh, he's fair game. I was like, you should only post photos with no hat on.
I was like, so does this look good?
I'm like, put that you're actually like 5'4", so they're really shocked when they meet you.
Oh, they're like, oh, whoa, I thought you were 5'4". You're clearly 5'5".
Yeah. Anyways, that for me.
And I was trying to help her out with hers. I was like, dude, do you think you could be sitting in 2 wheelchairs?
I didn't need help.
No, yeah, you were crushing.
Yeah, I'm crushing D post. On, yeah.
What? That's for another episode. Okay. So that's our first date. It was very cute, and it was a very, very awesome first date.
That wasn't our first date. That was just when I realized I liked you, and you absolutely did not like me yet. There's no fucking way. You thought I was pretty, probably.
Yeah, that's your well. After that night, like when we talked that long, this was like, oh, she's pretty and interesting.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know. Like we talked so in depth, and like you actually cared to listen about like my stuff I've got going on, which most people just, you know, they're very wrapped up in themselves. And somebody who has something, you know, a disease like yours, you know, you would think they would be like, yeah, good for you or whatever. But you really cared, and I felt. So seen.
Oh.
So that was cool. That meant a lot to me. And that's when I think we're on the same timeline of like when we started liking each other. Oh. And then our first date.
Well, no. So then we started like making sketches together. And for me, I think I kept trying to push that we need to do this because I wanted to spend more time around you. And so we were doing that, and they were good sketches, I think. Yeah. I liked them.
You've changed.
Yeah. And then I got my biggest, like, opportunity I'd gotten in comedy that, like, thus far. I got to open for Bob the Drag Queen. And I had to do like 25 minutes, and it was the longest I would have ever done. I was very fucking nervous. And it was the day of Matt came over, just like sat there and kept making me run my set to him over and over again. Like,
yeah, it sounds romantic, but it was like really like, do it again.
No. After he hit me, it really.
Every time she would mess up a line, I just. I don't know. I don't want to joke on that.
My bad. My bad. Yeah. And so I thought that was very sweet. But he had a show that night, so he couldn't actually come to Zany's to watch it. So it went well. I've been drinking. You raised your hand.
I was there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Aww.
Me and Chloe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
In my all green outfit.
Yeah.
Shut up. I've been drinking, obviously, so I was a little tipsy, but Matt came at the end of the last show, like, after it was done.
Yeah.
And, Lucy, who was the booker of Zany's, is a friend of mine, too. She was like, hey, Matt, can you drive me and Fiona home? You can just drop her off first. Because Lucy, like, lived on the way to where Matt was. And Matt was like, sure. And so we get in the car and Lucy ran inside Zanny because we grabbed another drink. And I was like, hey, actually drop Lucy up first. I'm not, like, done hanging out. And you were like, okay.
That's right.
Yeah. And so then we dropped Lucy off. And the moment she got out of the car, I looked at Matt and I was like, so do you think I'm pretty?
And at this point, I was like, oh, damn, she's going through it. And I was like, yeah, I think you're pretty.
I was like, cool. Do you think I'm hot?
And I go,
no, yes. You took a long, you were like, yeah.
It didn't take that long.
Oh, it felt like an eternity.
It was a tough.
And then I was like, okay, I'm going to say something. And if you don't feel this way, let's pretend I never said it. And I was like, but I like you. And then he was like, obviously, I like you too. And yeah. I was like, obvious too.
You think I've been doing sketches this whole time because I thought they were funny? They are funny. You need to go check them out. They're very funny.
Yeah. And then we went back to my house and watched.
Yeah. Down for Love.
Down for Love.
Down for Love.
And then I tried to get him to make out with me, and he refused to kiss me because he said I had been drinking.
Yeah. I just, damn, I'm going to get cooked. Yeah, I don't know. If we were going to kiss, I want our first kiss to be, like, sober.
Cute.
I'm about to quit this podcast. I'm about to quit this podcast.
Yeah, it's cute. We love him. So
we just had sex. We did not kiss. That is way too intimate. No, so the next day.
I texted you.
And I'd no, because we talked about a first date that night, and I was like, well, yeah, how about tomorrow?
And you didn't follow up, no. And then I texted you, and I said, so when are you taking me on a date?
Ah.
Yeah, all of this was me being pushy. Matt didn't.
I don't remember moments. I just remember vibes. That's my problem.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, we're like, all right, we'll go on a date tonight. I'm like, yeah, say less. I'ma scoop you.
And he came and picked me up. I was real nervous. And we go outside to go to the car. And
I was nervous.
The moment we get outside, I go, oh, it's disgusting out here.
No. That's not even the line. You go, it's gross out here. And I go, you're gross out here. And then I gave her a kiss. It makes no sense.
Before the date?
Yeah.
I laid it on. I was like, let's go ahead.
I was panicking.
Yeah.
Before the fucking day. And then.
You know, you gotta. I didn't want to get too full of herself.
Shut up with your riz. I'm going to tell the truth. So then we go on a date to a brewery down the street. It was great. The check comes out and he goes. You shut the fuck up. I tell this part. The check comes out and he goes very seriously. He goes, he's looking at what credit card he is. He goes, we talked about comedy. You think this is a write-off?
On our first date. I was like, yo, you know this is a tax write-off, right? And
that's when I knew.
Yeah. That's when I knew too.
Just a series of Matt fucking up.
No.
Worked out.
I go, yeah. Yeah, like I go, you know, this is a tax write off, right? She goes, what? I go, can I see your card?
So, next question, Fiona, what happened to you that makes that work?
Well, here's the thing. Luckily, she had a string of horrible boyfriends. So, me just seeming halfway decent, she was like, that's the one.
Yeah, life is one. Long.
You don't piss in jars, do you? I was like, not anymore. Nice. What's up? I go, just water bottles. So So that's yeah, that's how we met.
Fucking insane.
And that's it's been a lot of
God, that story lot of, was painful.
A lot of business dinners ever since.
That story was hard to get
through. I thought we got through it pretty good.
I had
just gotten out of a long relationship, and I was kind of like back on like, I'm not looking for anything. It's a cliche.
When you least expect it.
You know, like everybody always said that to me. I was like, I'll cut you. You know, don't ever say that to me. And it's true. I was so far away from even looking for a relationship. And, you know, I thought she was very pretty. And then, you know, when we had that talk, I thought she was very, very raw, real, cool, you know?
Don't say raw when you're talking about me.
I thought she was just a raw dog, you know, like a very cool person. I'm so uncomfortable right now. I'm sweating in my hoodie. She's great. I mean, you guys have known her.
Well, that's also, I think, like, when you're in the field that we're in, I mean, people pop at different times, right?
Wait, what?
Like, pop, like, blow up.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, comedy couples. That was another, like, big thing that I had initially.
No, I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, good for you, yeah.
Yeah, I never really cared.
Like, I was like, comedy couples never work out.
Well, and, I'm like...
But then I realized we're both, like, normal people.
Yeah.
For the most part. We get the zoomies every once in a while. We get ramped up.
We're not fucking normal, dude.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Okay, well, let me say this. This leads to that. Everyone in this industry, like, people pop at different times. As in, like, they, like, blow up online or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. And I think I'm not alone in this kind of fear, but, like, I always hoped if I ever did pop that I would have met someone before then. Because I feel like once you're,
still
like...
Still got time.
What? I'll kill you. Are you trying to piss me off today? It's working.
We're riffing, right?
And
I had already popped, so, you know, Jathan. Yeah, okay. I mean, at that point, I think I had like 16.
This whole podcast is just you finding a way to bring Jathan up.
Yeah. I'm like, guys, are you theorist right now?
Like two episodes.
Yeah.
No, but my point is I like wanted to make sure I found someone before then. I mean, I figured I wouldn't, nor did I think I would ever actually pop, but I'm very grateful I met you before I did, because
yeah,
I think it would be very hard to like figure out what was authentic and what was just like clout chasing, you know?
Yeah. Did you feel you were going to pop when you started?
No.
Because it's been a pretty wild ride so far.
You know? And we got together before really anything
happened. I mean, you were just getting into Zanies. I mean, the night that you were with, because Bob the Drag Queen, the night that, you know, we talked or whatever, that's like your first feature gig, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you crushed.
Yeah, and we're about 9 months in when I went on Kill Tony.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah, so it's just funny because, like, there has been a lot of, like, online chatter about you being after me for that stuff. And I'm like, he cashed in.
Nah,
way
those are
before.
Just my burner accounts to catch you slipping.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but Brady was trying to insinuate, I think, like, how do you deal with all the attention I get? Like, not about comedy, but about, like, people being pervy.
Like your babies and stuff? Mm-hmm. It is what it is, yeah. I'm chill, dude.
Really interesting answer. Thank you.
Hey, it is what it is. I see the comments, but I locked it down. That God, I felt cooler in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Oh, is it the voice?
You're doing a voice.
No, be real.
Like, do the comments bother me?
Like, what? If they don't, then why don't they?
Specifically, like some of the.
If they bother, the ones that bother you bother me.
Some of the more, not really online, I mean, like in person, people say shit to her face.
Dude, like people say weird shit to me in person. Like that one guy, what did he say at Cap City?
Oh, about my boobs?
He was like, hey, why don't you tell your fiance to come take a picture of you and your future fiance?
Oh,
and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. That's what you... He's like, I mean, I get it. They're trying to be funny in like a weird kind of creepy way, but...
No, I remember after one joke, it was me and Matt... And Matt and this guy that came to the show, he was just talking to him, and I was not. I was in a different conversation. But he said to Matt, he was like, yeah, I was looking for hours online trying to find those leaked nudes of her.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, all right, dude, that's cool, man. I said, me too.
Matt yeah. leaked them.
People have said weird shit to me before.
Dude, there was...
Wait,
this
what?
This is exactly how I handle it. Sorry. Just to kind of give a blanket of... So we were at a... We were doing a show in Austin, and we were in the green room, and Fiona was like, hey, Matt, can you get me a Red Bull? And this other guy was like, oh, no, no, I'll get the Red Bull. And I was just like, okay. So I let another man buy my girl a Red Bull, and like... She's on stage and I'm out there watching it, and he's out there, the guy that bought the drink, and he's like, yo, real talk, would you smash? And I go, I already am. He goes, what? He goes, that's your, I was like, that's my girlfriend. He goes, that's your girlfriend? He's like, why'd you let me buy her a drink? I was like, so I didn't have to. I'm a business. Yeah, I mean, it's a tax write-off. It's a free drink. Like, I'm seeing a pattern I don't like in myself, actually, right now. So
that, remember in Knoxville, someone said something to me that the don't tell in Knoxville. And they asked me if I was the boyfriend because y'all weren't engaged yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, he's not here right now. But we like him. And I looked at him like this.
That's he was sweet.
Like, okay, yeah. No, like,
yeah. That show I felt really sick at.
Yeah.
And that guy is in the trunk of my car right now. Let's bring him in.
Our Jeremy, first guy. Yeah, that's very funny.
Thank you, Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
But that's
a there's a lot of crazy...
I know, this is stupid. But I am glad that you're, like, around because it gives me, like, that ammunition to get people to not be creepy.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, Brady was my friend.
Oh, if I was a bad dude, you'd be like, you should go holler at her. You know, like.
No, that's fair. No, Brady was around when I was single and doing comedy and going out. And shit got scary sometimes because, you know, I'm insane.
Will we scary?
What are your favorite? This is from Instagram. Top 10 favorite things about your producer/friend.
Damn. 10? This is for a What are our top 10 things about our favorite producer, Brady?
Top 10 favorite things about your producer/friend, Brady.
Yeah. Your favorite That's, friend.
Yeah, your favorite producer friend/Brady.
From the internet.
The internet asked that? Interesting. I did not see that one.
Yeah. It's. I have a live feed pulled up.
We have a live feed?
Yeah, they're watching us right now.
And they asked that question on Instagram.
100%. They just commented again and said, answer.
Oh, okay.
Answer now or Brady will be sad.
I mean, our producer friend/Brady is just, he's a good dude. He's a solid man.
Yeah, I've known Brady for almost 10 years.
Yeah, I feel like I've known Brady for 10 years. We're boys.
Cute.
Yeah.
We're zoomed in on Fuckboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did actually write that question down.
Oh, you okay? I would have never thought.
Yeah, I made that one up.
Well, next question. Everybody got the sniffles right now, right?
No, just
is it just me reverberating off these walls? I'm like, oh shit, y'all got them too.
Rudest motherfucker I've ever met.
Golly, that guy was ready to go.
Get Brady, what's next?
What a hell to be trapped in, though. If that's like your pet peeve, 4-hour flight, just no headphones, me going.
That's my life. I'm trapping myself in.
Well, that's hurtful. Seriously,
you just
though.
Think there's a certain mood you have to be in to flesh out bits.
To do what?
Like, write bits.
To flesh out bits?
Like, for
a mood, yeah. But also, like, I find just living life is the best way.
Oh, my God.
To figure it out.
I just get high and I wake up with the epiphanies.
Okay, she does not wake up with a bit every night she goes to sleep.
Yes, I do. I shoot straight up.
She woke up.
Matt wakes up and I'm standing over him.
Yeah, it's just throwing punchlines at me.
I don't throw punches at them.
Punchlines. Oh, God.
Yes.
Ugh.
Terrible. That guy definitely wears a fedora.
I don't throw punches. I throw punchlines.
He throws like a card at you for some reason. Yeah.
I don't know. That's the sound I think people make when they throw cards. Yeah.
Pre-show ritual or mantra?
Panic attack, go on stage. That's my pre-show ritual.
Celsius and vodka soda. That's it.
That's a good answer.
It's pretty good. I stand by mine. That's literally. You guys, you see me when I'm about to go up. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm just in the corner by the door. It's like they're all going to laugh at you.
Is there about a time where you told a joke that flopped, but you think deserved a little more love?
Oh. Dent on a plane.
I agree.
I cannot understand why. Like, maybe now's a good time. Plane jokes are back. Plane jokes are back, baby. So the whole joke is like, I was getting on a plane and I saw a dent like on the front of the plane, which is, and like nobody really thinks anything about it. But it's like, that's crazy to me. Because it's like, you see a dent on your car, you're like, nah, you know, that happens. You don't really think anything about it. You see a dent on a plane, you can't stop thinking about it. How did that dent get on that plane? Was it up there? Was it down here?
I heard him tell that bit one time. Silence. And
people
were
like, what?
I think that's funny. It is. It's a good concept.
I've told it like 5 times and it bombs every time. I'm like,
I mean, complete silence. Yeah.
Because it's
good
like,
point, Brady.
Like, oh, more people dying, or more people, there's more car crashes than there are like plane incidents. I'm like, that's because there's more cars. Yeah. Also, a fender bender in a car, you're fine. A fender bender on a plane, you're dead.
You times 200.
Like, what did you hit in the air?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm scaring the crowd. Maybe that's the problem.
Dude, I was thinking about the first joke I ever wrote, and I know what it is. It's not very good. It's ladies.
Oh no!
Yeah.
That's how I start out all my bits.
The easiest way to tell if your guy's a feminist or not, use their restroom. If they have one ply toilet paper, they do not respect the pussy.
I feel like that's pretty good.
I think instead of respect the pussy, have like their, like you make something more specific about like not respecting women.
Oh, they do nothing. You just vote.
Hey, Yeah, we're workshopping.
Oh, shit, Brady.
If they have one ply toilet paper, they do not think you should vote.
That's good.
Yeah.
Damn. Impossible.
Impossible. You're a lady. We're a
plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Pumpkins are orange. That's what they want you to do. Big Halloween.
Oh. Are you big pumpkin? I think they're lying to us about these colors.
I think that's a squash. No, orange pumpkin. Sorry, keep going.
Man.
Pumpkin squash?
Squash? What do you call two pumpkins?
That's squash. Anyway. Pump.
Not saying that on air. Worst, I'm not about to bomb that hard. Worst what?
Worst dates. We're at 47 minutes.
Do you want to go first or
me? Yeah. I feel like yours
would, really dark.
Okay, I'll go jovial first. It's not even first date. It's the only time I ever had a one night stand. The only time I ever did it. Swear to God, never had another one. Just one. Just one. Never two, never three. I've only had one. I felt like that was going to go better. I don't like how like you'll make sure I bomb. That's fucked up. Both of you. Yeah. So my first and only.
I thought you were slaying puss this whole time.
Yeah, but respectfully. So, yeah, I'm a two-ply guy.
Thank you.
I used to work at this this bar. I was a bar back, and I got off early, and this girl had, like, been flirting with me that I was working, you know, and, you know, we were having a few drinks afterwards, and she wanted to take it back to her place, and I was like, oh. I'm a little loosey-goosey. Let's go do it. So we drive back to her place, and we get in there. You know, we get upstairs. We're, like, fooling around, and then we do stuff. And we
have sex.
And
with your wiener?
With my wiener. I'm sorry you had to hear that. And, you know, we're laying there. She passes out.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, I felt so used. She said, money's on the dresser. See you later. And took different she passes avenues. Out. And I'm just laying there. And then she's just, like, snoring. I'm like, do I want to stay here, you know? And then I was like, I'm just going to leave, like. So I get my, I like put my pants on, and I'm like creeping down the stairs, and I almost get to the bottom of the stairs, and I look over, and I see her dad sitting at like a computer on his like computer, and he just looks at me coming down the stairs. I just go, hey, I was like, my name's Matt. You know, I was just taking Lindsay home tonight. She'd had a little bit too much to, you know, and she wanted to make sure she got home safe. And anyway, you know, it's good to meet you. And I, like, stick my hand out. And he just, like, looks down at my hand and looks back up at me and just doesn't say anything. And I'm just like, okay. All right. Well, it was nice meeting you. I'm going to leave. So I just make my way to the door out of the kitchen, like, back door. And, like, I can't figure out. I keep locking one lock and unlocking the other one and unlocking and locking. Like, I'm like having a panic attack, like freaking out. And finally, like, I hear him like push his chair back and like stand up, and I'm like, my back's to him. I'm just like, dude, he's going to drop me. But instead, he just like reaches right past me, just unlocks both of them, swings the door open. And like, as soon as I'm about to walk out, he goes, by the way, whatever he said, he goes, her name's so-and-so. And it wasn't Lindsay, the name I said.
Dude. A nightmare.
And I mean, I'm just sweating. And he goes, her name's so-and-so. Get the fuck out of my house. And I was just like, yes, sir. Yep. All right, I'll see you later. And I feel so bad because there's no telling what kind of like morning she had the next day.
Oh my God, Matt.
Just having to like come downstairs and be like,
I'm not the sweet, precious angel you thought I was, Pops.
Or whatever they said.
If I think you're like thinking about her morning after all that happening to you is so mad. You know what I mean?
I'm fine. Nothing happened to me, but I mean, that's got to be some weird interaction between a father and a daughter the next day, you know?
I wouldn't know.
All right, so a father is... All right, so, yeah, that was mine.
That's pretty horrific.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable. But okay. Maybe if I was a better person and remembered people's names, I'd be all right.
Well, maybe if you was a better dad, you wouldn't have gone home with this. Sorry. It's kind of like my people's thing. Fatherless daughter. Okay. No?
That was a fatherful daughter. God dang it. Let's hear your story. I want to hear this.
I don't think it's going to go well.
All right. Well, try.
I was 16 years old.
Do not want to hear this story.
And the night prior, I was like friends with this guy who was a DJ, but he also managed the rock climbing gym me and my friends would go to. But he was in his 20s.
He was a rock climbing DJ?
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Pretty sick. Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, his name was Matt.
That checks out. Oh my God,
I'm like, I forgot.
Matts don't have a good rip.
Yeah, but he was the DJ at this club in Murfreesboro.
And I love this guy.
I had a fake ID, and it doesn't matter. We all had fake IDs, and we went. But he was like, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll get y'all in the back door. So he got us in this club, and we're all fucking drinking, partying, whatever. I got shit-faced. And, you know, when you're fucked up and, like, your memory of stuff is a little off from reality. I got this guy's number, who I was like, yeah, I think he was really hot. You know what I mean? Like, you can't picture it. We had been texting, and he was like, yeah, I want to take you to my pool and, like, have a pool day, we'll have beers, blah, blah, blah. Word. I didn't know him, and I was, like, a little sketched about that, so I met him. I parked my car in my high school parking lot because there are cameras in the parking lot.
Smart.
So, yeah, which already that probably shouldn't go.
Yeah. If you're like, let me park my car where they can surveil
and,
it.
And find my friends, like sharing your location and just become a thing.
God, and, you're so much younger than me.
Uh-huh. You're a creep. Pervert.
What the fuck?
God of that. Yeah, it's true.
How old was this guy?
Like in his 30s. Yeah.
You were 16.
Yeah. So I didn't remember that. Okay, it gets way worse.
Did I know this whenever I said this dude rocks? Did you say he was 30 initially?
No, this is not the DJ. This is a random guy I met at the club.
Okay.
Or outside the club. Okay. This is so bad. Okay, so we meet in my high school parking lot. I get in his car, and I had told just my friend Chris. I told him where I was going. I told him his name. Mm-hmm. Like, I just was like, one person needs to know. Yeah. So I tell Chris, and I get in this guy's car, and the moment I get in, the doors lock, and I realize he lives in his car. This is a homeless man.
Where? And he was raving at a
DJ? He was outside the club.
He couldn't even get in?
Oh my God. Y'all. Okay. So the moment I'm like, and he's got intense energy, like he's on meth.
I mean, I've never
met
a homeless person that didn't have intense energy.
Intense.
Oh. Nice, nice, nice. That's it right there.
Oh man. Okay, so I'm like a little panicked, but don't want to cause a scene. Like, it's fine. And I realized I had to share my location thing. So I share it with Chris. And Chris, like, big dude, you know? So I was like, hey, I'm getting nervous. Like, I'm trying to be sly. Here's my location, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy was like, yeah, we're going to my apartment pool complex. You don't have an apartment. What the fuck are you talking about? So on the way to Murfreesboro, we pick up one of his homeless friends. That's me and 2 30-year-old homeless dudes.
Good Lord.
This is the guy where he goes, I gotta make one stop before we get beer. Pulls into a plasma bank. Goes inside. Him and his friend donate plasma to get good beer on them, money. Man.
Saving the country.
Yeah. We get beer, and I'm kind of being like, it's getting late. Like, I'm trying to be like, I need to leave. And then obviously they're breaking into a pool apartment or apartment place. And like, they're fucked up. I'm not drinking because I'm very stressed out and I don't want to be here. And there's like a family at the pool. It's like, what the fuck? They're fucked up and like throwing chairs in the pool and like, yeah. Breaking beer bottles and stuff. To where, like, people were calling the cops, I think, in the apartment complex. And I'm like, hey, you know, my mom texted me, I really gotta get home, blah, blah, blah. She expected me to have an hour. Like, I'm trying to be like, gotta go. And because I kept saying I had to go, this guy took my phone from me.
Oh, my God.
And now I'm, like, for real panicking. And he was like, fine. Like, I'll take you home, blah, blah, blah. We get in his car, and he still has my phone. But Chris is watching my location, right? And I realized we were not headed towards Franklin. Like, I was like, we're in the country all of a sudden. This is not a back road way. Like,
Woodbury.
I don't know. He was taking me, like, the opposite direction. And I started getting really panicky, but thank God for Chris because he's watching my location. And he's like, she's headed the opposite way. And I had just told him, I think we're about to head back. You know what I mean? Before the guy took my phone. And Chris starts blowing my phone up. He's like calling over and over again. The guy sees Chris's name. And he's like, who the fuck is Chris? He's like screaming at me. And I was like, he knows your name. He knows what you look like. He has my location. He's waiting in my car for me right now. If you don't take me home, if I'm not back next however long, he's calling the cops, blah, blah, blah. And when I said that, the guy pulls over on the side of the road. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. And he throws my phone, like, at the foot where my feet were on whatever, and turns the car around. We were going the opposite direction. I don't know where he was taking me. And he turns the car around. And he's fucking pissed. And there's, like, screamo music blasting the rest of the way. He's driving crazy. We pull up to the parking lot. Chris is like 6'4", big guy. And this guy was not that. And
how tall would you say he was?
Like 5'9", 5'10".
It's pretty tall.
Okay, tall. I could have taken him. No, but Chris like comes up and immediately like pulls the guy's door open. And the guy's, like, yelling at Chris, and Chris's like, she's fucking 16. Like, you're looking at the cops here right now. Like, all this shit. You know what I mean? Anyways, Chris saved my life that day.
Shout out, Chris. I don't know if that's a story for the pod or the story for the authorities.
That guy's probably dead now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And do you have a message to the...
Yeah. And that, kids, is how I met your mother.
Man. Go with your fucking gut. Like, I should have known immediately when I was like, me getting in this guy's car should be on camera, right? Like, that's a crazy thing to think. You always know.
Yeah.
Just believe yourself. That's been, like, a theme throughout my entire life.
Go with your gut.
Like, I didn't get diagnosed until I was 18 because I didn't believe what I knew to be true. Like, it's always true. You know yourself best. Go with your gut. Like, listen to yourself. Ask questions.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I'm terrified for young women.
Yeah.
That one was kind of on me, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I made a lot of choices to get there.
What were you wearing? All right. Jesus. All right.
Was that good or bad?
No, that was a good. That was a story for sure. Good Lord.
Cross out worst date.
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure either of you shared one of those.
Yeah, neither one of those were a date. Mine was close, I guess. All right.
Do you want to talk about Jathan, Matt?
Do I have to?
No. I don't even think you and I have talked about fucking Justin Bieber putting in.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, Justin Bieber shared my joke on his story, which was nuts, and which is very cool and would have been very awesome if it was from my account. But he shared a joke that some other account had, like, spliced with some guy laughing his ass off the whole time. And, like, he's out there getting millions of views, and Justin Bieber's like, oh, this is a funny joke. I'm like, dude, if that had just been by my account,
that my life might have been different. Holding your hand.
Yeah.
That should be me making you laugh.
Would have been one less lonely girl, you know?
Yeah.
One less lonely Jathan. That's what we can title this episode. Please. I think we should go with your gut. For sure. Because you went with your gut. What else?
You think I have a gut?
All right. Do you want to wrap this episode up?
What? I think I need another beer for the Patreon of it all.
Yeah, I'll take a beer for the Patreon.
Yeah. Thank y'all for listening to episode 2 of Ramping Up. If you're a real fucking one, you would also grab a beer and join us over at our Patreon.
Sorry. Yep. Patreon is Ramping Up Pod.
Did we do a clap in the beginning of this?
No.
Can we do it right now? Yeah. Do all it. Right. Hang on. Anyway, we love you guys. Thank y'all for watching. We're going to get the clap going.
We're ramping up. Shut up.